And that, Nick, is why you do not touch children.
To be honest, I don't think we should come up with an intro each week. We do this every week for these people, right? I reckon they should come up with their own for bloody change. Use their own imaginations, for God's sake.
All right, we're just going to leave it blank. And then I'll, all right, we'll just leave it blank for the intro. Now I'll put the song in. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Attack Productions Podcast.
Now, wasn't that introduction much better for you?
Yeah, definitely when you can use your imagination. Hello, welcome to Attack Productions Podcast. My name's Hayden Dempsey Warner. Hello.
Hello, I'm Nick Ward. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Is this camera too far away for you, Nick?
No, probably not.
Wait. That's better, because now we're kind of equal distance away from it.
Okay, if you say so.
It's not equal, is it? But, you know, it's fairer. Whatever. So, Nick, what have you been up to? I've got Dragon Age 2 arrived today.
Yeah, you've shown
Dragon
me.
Dragon Age 2,
yeah.
I'm actually well excited to play it now. I've also got Medal of Honor that arrived, mm-hmm. and it's probably the best FPS I've played.
Good.
Ever, apart from Half-Life. Half-Life is always at the top.
If you say so.
It really is a good game, Half-Life, and maybe Bioshock. But Medal of Honor, right. I genuinely would put the single player of Medal of Honor above Call of Duty.
Good.
And in terms of me being able to fucking shoot someone, I'd say Call of Duty is better in the sense that I can shoot someone on Call of Duty.
From a personal point of view, a seizure is better than Call of Duty, so.
Oh, but you don't like Call of Duty franchise anyway. You just don't like the franchise of it.
No, not
at all. You'd quite like Killzone, actually. Killzone 3 coming out. And Battlefield 3. It's got two engines in the actual gameplay. So you shoot a brick, and the brick will dislodge itself from the building.
Okay.
And then that'll disrupt the mechanics of the building and maybe make it part of it topple over and stuff like that.
Lovely.
It looks really good.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word on that.
That's a bit of gaming news to start the podcast off.
So, any like-minded people like Taylor, which all three of you, that was your section.
Yeah, we got Tom.
Talking of which, actually,
Tom, the girl, can't pronounce her name but begins with S. I do apologise, but I could do it on Facebook.
Giovanni. The problem is, I've got two friends
and me.
I've got two friends that spell their name like that, and I sort of went, "Oh, you're right, Siobhan." She went, "No, it's Siobhan." I went, "Oh, okay."
Where's the V?
Yeah, I don't know whether you're Siobhan or Siobhan or a Siobhan. Or something. So
yeah,
that sounds like
Siobhan,
a Pokemon,
isn't it? Yeah, go Siobhan.
So there we are.
That
is the geeky section.
We've been very geeky. We've started off this very geeky.
Incidentally,
we started off with gaming.
This week's podcast is brought to you by the word Anne. Not the name Anne. The word Anne.
Anne.
Yes.
Anne.
Because
I used to work with an Anne.
No, not a.
No, that's not because
a Nan.
Not a Nan. I mean Anne.
So you worked with Anne.
I used to work with a woman called Anne.
Okay, so you worked with someone called
Anne.
She was
quite eccentric in the sense that this young girl come in once, right, when I was working in Debenhams, and I was working with Anne, and I finished serving this young girl, and Anne turned to me and just went, "Oh, bet you wouldn't mind serving her proper later on." I went, "You're 67! What are you doing?"
And that is precisely why Anne is not the word of the week.
And then she continued with all this like proper... she's 67 and I wasn't expecting it.
I think she's more like 67 by the way you're saying it.
Seriously, dude, I don't think I've laughed so much on a shop floor
69.
As I did. When I got told off by the manager for laughing because of the way she was going on.
Grumpy.
She was like, "Oh, I wouldn't like George Clooney. Oh my God. Wouldn't like George Clooney, but if Johnny Depp come in, I'd be all over him like an absolute rash. More like thrush." I was like, "What are you doing?"
Well, so yeah, don't go to work in Debenhams.
No, don't. Awful there sometimes.
Yeah, this week's podcast brought to you by the word Anne. Because this morning, Taylor had a particular disagreement with the word
Anne.
Yeah,
I did. I didn't like the word.
Because he decided that the phrase an oil refinery was too wrong to be broadcast on television, and instead should be one oil refinery, because that makes it seem far less worse than Anne, even though Anne and one are technically the same thing.
Yeah, no, right, if you say linguistically, if you turn around, right, and the news reports and it says, "Oh, and this is an oil refinery that has got burnt down, you know, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Right? The word and then implies that there's more. If you just go, oh, and this is the one oil refinery that got hit, it causes less damage.
This is,
if that makes sense.
No, see, that I disagree.
Well, we're not
I'm certain, right, that if you say one oil refinery, that implies that there are more. Right?
Plain
so one has been hit, but three are in a critical condition.
Why not? Right, so...
Is this an envelope or one envelope? No,
week,
it's one.
This week, because we're dedicating this...
Out of six.
Because we're dedicating this to the Japanese and their massive earthquake thing.
Yeah.
I want you to read part of my action plan in a Japanese accent.
Really?
Yeah.
You think as a dedication it is wise to get me to do that?
Ah, you've got to laugh about these things, otherwise you won't...
Have no qualms with that. It's just the problem is, you want to do a dedication, I know it will come across that I'm doing a satire.
Come across that I've put you in a racist end.
Yeah. Mind you, we all know how much Taylor loves Hitler and Canadians, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you like child molestation and you have not seen your letter this week,
so what?
Believe it or not.
Yeah, well, just remember I've got a present for you this week, so...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Right, so...
You behave.
Here's my action plan.
It genuinely looked like the cartoon writing where they just scribble for a bit. Yeah, when it was minimal. Now you've zoomed it in a little bit.
Yeah. Took me a long, mate, a long...
Oh, can you imagine? Talking of long, right, I was trying to watch a video on YouTube, but right. I had to like pause it to let it stream. I was clicking the pause button, nothing happened. I literally went like Gandalf, pause, and it stopped.
Tell you what I like.
I was happy.
The best line in any of the dick figures thing you show me. If you go on YouTube, look up dick figures because they're hilarious. You're right.
I've got stuff in my eye now because I started rubbing it.
The one line that he says, he goes, oh, why am I friends with you? And he goes, cause I'm awesome.
Yep.
And those two things reminded me so much of you. You would turn around and say, why am I friends with you? And I'd turn around and go, cause I'm awesome.
Yeah.
I love Dick Figure. It just
What did he do after he said that?
It went to credits.
So the other guy went, cause, yeah, that's exactly what would happen. You'd go, cause I'm awesome. And I would literally just glaze over and go back with what I'm doing.
Have you seen the traffic jam one?
Yes. Where I told you, I watched them all.
He goes to sleep and he bangs his head on the thing and he goes, oh, that was a nice nap.
Yeah.
You broke my airbag. You don't need an airbag. And then there's like Godzilla turtle and he goes, you might need an airbag.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, don't do Japanese because that's, we're going to leave Japanese.
Another challenge is to actually use post-production techniques.
No, over this.
And also use as much as I can on set for visual effects.
Oh, fuck.
It's what you get for capitalising a word. It gives it emphasis.
Where was you reading, anyway?
Another challenge is to actually use post-production techniques for visual effects and also use as much as I can on set for visual effects.
Oh, you're reading there. Yeah. I thought he was going to read that bit.
So, Taylor's accent will be...
Don't do anything hard.
Because
I can't do many accents,
well,
as the previous podcast episodes has
proven.
How
about then, right? One of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Which ties in because their master, or someone in that film, was Asian.
Asian. What is it? Splinter, the rat.
Splinter? He was Asian. Yeah.
In that case, I could have made you just do, you know, The Last Samurai or something.
Yeah, but you didn't. You chose to be a bit harsh with it and say
it's
Japan in general.
Kid. No, it's Chinese, isn't it? Because Jackie Chan was casted for it.
Yeah, Splinter's Japanese. You could have said, do a Splinter's accent, but you said Japanese, so you're the bad guy. Do it in the style of one of the Ninja Turtles.
Well, they're American, the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but they're in a program with a Japanese rat in it.
My project aim is to expand. I've gone country American.
Yeah, you want
California.
Like, you want sort of surfer.
California.
Surfer
California,
American.
Man.
No, that's Australia.
Do surfer and I'll try and mimic it.
Like, the surfer one, you want the... We're gonna go and we're gonna kick some butt. Bill and Ted.
My project
aim
is to experiment and explore the nature of the guardian angel.
Dude.
Looking within myth and religion. Mainly looking at how close the guardian angels are related through Catholicism, Islam, and Hebrew. Also, to exhibit my skills in visual effects and sound design.
That was good. Couple of pronunciation problems,
yeah,
but
yeah, I caught that one up.
For example, I'm fairly certain it's an Islam.
Yeah.
And
Islam. Of American, isn't it?
And
Islam.
Hebrew.
Islam and Hebrew.
And Catholicism.
Islam. Dude. Muslim. They call him
Muslim.
Muslim.
Yeah.
Muslim, man.
So that is, tending to a sense in
Guardian
that
angel.
Is decided,
Guardian angel.
Guardian angel.
Guardian angle.
That was turning to say a sentence in an accent that's decided by the other, and then they see if it is right or wrong or not.
That's enough mocking the Americans as well. So, hooray. Nick, you wrote a letter this week.
I did indeed.
Hello, Nick. This
hello,
is your
Taylor.
Letter. You wrote a letter this week. I'm not going to lie, I was a bit kinder this week when I wrote it. I'm not going to lie to the listener anymore. They've kind of gathered that I write it for you and you write mine for me.
Yeah.
So, this is the one that you're writing this week to try and get something you want.
Right.
Dear Monster Energy Drink.
Okay, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
I am a bloke, at least I think so, called Nick or something.
Mm-hmm.
I am writing this today to tell you I have a bloody good idea. Not like my idea to get a baby to turn into a fish, no matter how long it holds its breath. I probably should have checked with its mum first before turning up in glitter boots and kidnapping it from the nursery. Anyway, digress.
No, can I literally just stop you there for a minute before you digress? Why have both your letters included Gary Glitter?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
And
it
child
was
abuse.
The other day, Gwyneth Paltrow sung a song from Gary Glitter and people kicking up for the fact that he's getting royalties from it, although she's now the number one single in America.
We were looking at it in a lesson once about how should Gary Glitter's songs be played because of his legacy or whatever.
Well, they should.
I think they should.
Yeah,
I don't see
should.
A problem
it's,
with it.
He's just a man.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Songs are alright.
I think so, yeah. Rats cause the plague, but you still keep them as pets every
now
and then.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Carry on.
Right, anyway, I digress.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should be a partner in your company. Why, I hear you ask, although this is a one-sided letter to which you read and not talk. Well, I like it. Lots. Especially the green one. Or the yellow one. Fuck it, I don't care anymore, as long as it's not Fruit Shoot. Although I like them as much as I love tending to the wounded or helping dying animal. I don't want to, but I feel good afterward. Also, I'm not doing it if you are all monsters, like in Monsters, Inc. or Anne Widdecombe. Much love and kisses and hardcore gimpy rape Nick or something.
No! You can't end
right,
the letters
so
like that every
that's,
week.
That's your letter. Right, I knew, one, you'd smile at it afterwards, and two, you'd also be pretty pissed off. But
like,
you have to admit, it's a lot tamer than it has been.
Oh, well, yeah. I like the idea he went, I would like to be a partner because I like it. However, I do think you need to start coming up with different endings that don't revolve around various sexual deviancies.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Okay. Well, I think after that, you have deserved your present.
Okay.
So I'll get you. I saw one in uni, and I thought you had to have one of these.
Okay.
Here you go.
A little umbrella.
Yeah, I've got your cocktail umbrella because they had like a little pot of them in our green room. So I thought I'd get you one, and I've got one as well. Actually, they had two little pots.
Mine stuck together.
Well, you've got to take the thing off and then just
it's off.
Okay. Well then, right, you open it a bit like that carefully because I broke mine. Oh, right. And do you know what else? I think I'm the only person ever who managed to turn a cocktail umbrella inside out by accident. Literally, I sort of did it and then just went, oh! And then it shot it up and the thing just bent out. But yeah,
oh,
there
wow,
you are. Cocktail umbrella. Stick it in your hat. I'll put mine behind my ear because I haven't
yeah,
got
look, I've made it fit in my hat. Oh, yeah. Don't I look classy? I look all summery now and everything.
Yeah.
We'll have to take a picture of this afterwards and
okay.
put it on the Facebook page of us looking all summery.
Mm-hmm. In March.
Woo! Whoa! It's a well nice day. Well, it was.
Yeah, it's not, it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, it's just a couple of clouds in the sky, isn't it? That's
it's
all.
A good walk. Wait, there goes my ring.
Oh, there goes your ring. Right, so we... knock, knock! Oh! Is that our guest?
Yeah, I guess so. Who have I booked this week?
I don't know, I'm going to have to think of one.
Because... here he comes. Or she. I haven't
or
opened
she,
the door yet.
Yeah.
Right, that was the door slamming. Not me headbutting it. Hello, who have we got here this week?
Oh, hello. Barry White?
Oh. Hello.
I'm deliberately picking people you're going to struggle with.
Wait, what ones did Barry White do?
My first, my last, my everything.
What's that one? How's that one go?
You're my first, My love.
Oh, that's not the one.
My everything.
That's the one I was thinking of.
I could probably get some stuff up now.
No. I was just thinking of the one that goes, "You to me are everything, the sweetest song that but I can sing."
Yeah, that's Barry White.
Oh, okay, that's all right. He can do that voice.
Yeah, I know Barry White. Hello. He's the one that sang it.
Hello, Barry White. Welcome to Tack Heights.
Thank you.
Tack Heights.
Yeah. We could have Tack Towers.
Barry, how have you been?
I've been good.
Considering that you're dead.
I've been very good.
Is he dead? Barry White dead?
I'm sat here in front of you, so no. No. No.
Yeah, he died in 2003. I thought he did.
Oh, I'm back to life.
Hello, Barry White.
Hello.
So what are you here to do for the podcast today then, Barrett? Bazzaroonie! Buddy.
Well.
The Love Walrus. That was his nickname, the Love Walrus.
You sound a bit like Frank Bruno there. That's a wicked impression of Frank Bruno there.
Well, I'm here today to talk about the Tack Productions, oh baby.
Barry White, you have to sing everything. Otherwise your impression doesn't work.
No.
Oh god.
Do you not like my singing?
It genuinely just sounds more like Nick's got his hand over his mouth.
Are you American, Barry White, or are you British?
No, he is American.
Duh.
Okay, so Barry White, what do you think of...
We're upsetting that Barry White's dead and we're talking to a zombie.
We're not, this is the genuine Barry White we've got here.
Oh, right.
Right, so what do you think of Tack Productions as a whole?
Well, Tack to me is the sweetest song that I can sing, oh baby.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Thanks for that, Barry.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to let you go.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think I've ever seen as struggle as much in the past.
Can you do
that
with Percy as well?
Oh, thank you very much.
You see?
I'll name this room next week's guest. I'm going to have to book another dead man.
Well, you had to do something brilliant.
Well, it's going to be William Shakespeare now.
Are we just booking dead people? Hulk Hogan was alive.
Hulk Hogan's not dead.
Just.
Yeah.
Right?
Just.
Then we brought along Jesus. Fair enough, he came back to life, but then he did die again.
Yeah, he died
so
twice.
He died twice. Yeah. And now you've gone.
So that makes up for Hogan.
Now we've gone and booked Barry White.
Yeah, next week.
Oh, see you.
Bye bye.
He's off. Who are you going to get next week?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Really?
To get you to do an Italian accent.
You know what's going to happen if Leonardo da Vinci comes along?
What?
So like, I reckon he's going to sound a lot like Super Mario.
Oh god.
I reckon he's going to come on and go, "It's me, Leonardo."
Leonardo da Vinci. No,
Leo,
well, okay.
Mario.
Well, next week
will
be Winston Bloody Churchill. Not the dog.
Oh, yes.
Not the dog, because I know that when it comes down to it, you'll do your impression of the Churchill dog and get away with it.
How dare you!
Oh.
Although Barry White was a genuine guest today, I mean.
Yeah, he was.
We totally.
He's left his scent in here now.
Yeah, it smells all love walrus.
If you was to describe the odour in here, it would be, horny walrus.
It would be horny walrus. Or love fish.
Anywho, it is time to move
on to.
He didn't plug us.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He just proclaimed
Barry,
his
get back here and plug it now, quickly.
He ain't coming.
Oh, he ain't coming. Oh, well, we'll have to do it.
All right, go on then. So, you can find us on YouTube at...
www.youtube.com/TackProductionsUK.
You can find us on Twitter at...
www.twitter.com/TackProductions.
We are on the Facebook.
www.facebook.com/TackProductionsPodcast or TackProductions.
We are also on the internet generally.
At www.TackProductions.com.
You can also find us at the iTunes Music Store at this precise hyperlink.
http://itunes.apple.com/podcast/tack/productions/podcast/ID 360713375.
jolly good. Or alternatively, you can just search the Tack Productions podcast in the iTunes.
Yeah, we
music
do come up on your
store.
We also come up on Google Autocomplete.
Yeah.
What was I going to say to you?
Nothing.
No, it was. Completely forgot.
Never mind. You've got us up our downloader statistics.
We've got 17 downloads last week. But if we look at statistics for the whole year.
Yeah. Marvellous. Anyway, can we move on to the interesting stuff that doesn't
rely
on...
Oh my god, it's been a year!
Can we not... Oh, what?
Oh, oh, oh! Next week we'll have to celebrate.
Happy! Okay.
Next week is our celebratory podcast.
Alright, next week...
I want to see when our first one was ever on the 8th.
The 8th.
That was 3 days ago, so we'll have to do it next week then because we haven't planned anything for this week.
Happy birthday, Tack! Productions podcast!
Oh my god, it's a birthday one!
Yeah!
Oh!
And we didn't even know.
Oh, I'm well pleased about that. I knew it was March, but I thought it was later March.
Okay, so...
Oh, well pleased!
This week's song of the week is... Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Oh, we do the other one.
Yeah, I was going to do the proper one.
Da, 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 da.
No, that's the wedding one.
This week's film of the week is...
I haven't actually got a film of the week this week. I forgot to watch
going
one.
Going to be...
I forgot to watch one. Wait, let me just have a look around.
Dvorak, starring Klaus Kinski, directed by Werner Herzog.
What the...
Film of the week!
It's not even a film!
It genuinely is. It's a crap film.
I don't believe you. Alright, crap film. We've done Happening now, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. We'll just go with you.
Dvorak, starring Klaus Kinski, directed by Werner Herzog.
I've never heard it. Is it Spanish or Italian?
German.
German?
Yeah. You Google it in a minute.
Right,
film of the week! Film of the week!
Put your umbrella back in. We've got to take a
film
picture.
Film of the week.
This week. Oh no, we've done that.
Yeah.
We've accidentally missed out a section. Nick!
Luckily, we have not because Nick is on the ball.
Least favourite section of the week?
No, least favourite section of the week is cancelled, actually, because you've stopped joining Facebook groups, haven't you?
Oh, fuck you. I meant Nick's diary, Nick, you silly sausage.
Well, why did you call it the worst? Because this is blatantly the best one. Right.
Unlike last week, Nick, I'm not going to interrupt.
All right.
Although, listening back to last week's, it's the funniest thing I've ever edited.
All right.
And we've done a lot of good podcasts.
Yeah, we have.
I'm just going to let you do this one without any interruptions because I believe...
Stalemate.
That
March.
You deserve to do it. No, go on, I'll let you do it.
2011.
8th March, 2010. 11. 12.
Yeah.
2000.
2011.
11.
On the 8th of March.
On the 8th of March.
Our birthday!
Our brains must have just synced at the same time.
Definitely.
That was the best thing ever. Mainly, both our faces lit up like light bulbs and we both looked each other in the eye and just went, birthday!
Have you got a pen?
Yeah, I've got a pencil.
Okay.
I always use pencils.
Right. 8th of March, 2011. A woman and a man got on the train today.
Yeah.
The woman had been crying. Oh. I could see her makeup had been running. She'd been crying.
Oh, man.
At first, I thought she'd been dumped initially.
All right, yeah.
Right? Then the man started stroking her leg.
Well.
Damn, he must be good.
Wait, she's crying.
Yeah.
And you're stroking her leg.
Yeah. Well,
I'm pretty sure that's classed as premature rape.
They know each other.
Oh, right, okay.
They
how
knew
do you
each
know?
Other. Well, because they were chatting.
Oh.
Well, I'm assuming they know each other. They may have just met on the platform and he asked her what was wrong.
Oh, but like that. Did I tell you about that bloke who was trying to chat up that bird when I was at London Bridge and you'd already got on your train?
Yes.
Ages ago.
Yeah.
Mate, that was weird. Like, weird.
So you said you'd let me do it this week.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Anyway, damn, he must be good, because obviously he's made her cry with all of his brilliant handwork and all that. P.S. Tax birthday!
I love the fact that you just wrote that down.
Right. 10th of March, 2011.
Oh, here we go.
This is yesterday.
This is why day.
It was announced yesterday that young boys are going to be given anti-rape lessons in a bid to prevent rape happening, obviously. If it's successful...
Oh, yes, because that's going to take over the rape lessons that we now have.
If it's successful, I'd imagine it would be a common sight in school timetables, along with the anti-murder lessons and double Good Samaritan. Talking of violence, I saw a book called The World Encyclopedia of Rifles and Machine Guns. This book could undo all the teachings of the anti-gang warfare lessons. There was a man who dropped his coffee at the station. Later on today, I had the honour of witnessing a midget, a giant and an albino person all within the same minute. Yum. I mean, hooray for biodiversity lessons or something.
Sorry, who did you witness? Albino?
A giant, a midget and an albino person all within the same minute.
A giant, a midget and an albino. That sounds like a mayonnaise sandwich.
Does it?
Yeah, because you've got the very little piece of bread, which is at the front of the loaf. Then you have the bigger bread, which is normally in the middle.
Hmm.
And then you've just sprayed your albino in the middle. Well, you've just clumped it together like an egg.
But the way I've written it, you've got the small slice, the fat slice, and all the mayonnaise on top, and you get sticky fingers. Admit, I don't know what order I saw them in. I wrote them that way for comic effect.
I was going to say, that sounds more like scrambled egg.
To be honest, right, I'm quite proud that I saw that.
No, I don't
within the
you,
same
mate.
Minute.
If that were me, I would have pointed them all out.
But that...
You know what I'm like, with a nun and four Jamaican lads.
Oh, of course, yeah. But that is everything, I think. Yeah.
Okay, that was quite a nice section, actually.
That is all.
We have 3 minutes. We're doing well.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right, and...
We could just send it now.
Could do. But...
But?
There's
always a but with you.
Yeah. Struggling. The thing is... I would quite like to know...
Hello.
What would happen if...
Oh, we're doing this every week.
You
Nick,
walked
what would happen?
Downstairs...
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And discovered...
Treacle's vaping your bag, by the way.
That sat... Don't worry, it's the best that bag's ever going to get. So, imagine, right, you walked downstairs...
Yeah.
And there, sat on your sofa...
My sofa, bloody hell.
Sat on your sofa...
Yeah.
Oh my God!
What?
It's a giant, a midget and an albino person...
I'd probably...
What? No. Wait for the question.
Okay.
What would you cook them for dinner?
Right, my initial answer would be I'd probably run upstairs and get you. But now I'd probably give the albino some chalk.
But chalk's not edible. Cheeses? Did you mean chalk and cheese? Cheeses. Three cheers for the summer loves and the ones we bought. Sent from above, falling faster than a hurricane. I'd give a million just to hear your